You're starting a new series on evangelism.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit of the vision, the idea behind the class, or like what you're hoping to see the church come alongside and do and participate through this class?
Well, it is equipping saints to do the work of the ministry is kind of the idea, and part of the work of the ministry is making disciples.
Yeah.
And so making disciples is going to require people responding to hearing and understanding. I think that that's kind of the key point, is understanding the good news of Jesus Christ. So it is a... And we're kind of like focusing on an evangelism, and I don't want to talk about it being a method. We're not; it's really very method light. It's just kind of a template to help talk through the gospel, particularly to people who don't have a Christian background. So it's called Two Ways to Live, developed by Matthias Media, I think in the 80s or something. And so it is a neat presentation of the gospel. It doesn't really require someone to have already gone to church in the past or know a lot of religious words. And so that's kind of what we're hoping for, is to help people kind of like grow in confidence, so that at any time as they're sitting and they're starting to talk about whatever is broadly an ultimate issue, an ultimate truth kind of thing, whether why the world is like it is, or what happens to people when they die, or all those kinds of things that you can, justice, you know, and trying to help people be confident. They're like, oh, can I have a few minutes to share with you the story of the Bible?
Totally. So I feel like with these trainings, broadly speaking, I feel like some people are like, I have to memorize everything word for word, dot for dot. And then there's the other spectrum. It's like, oh, well, I don't need to memorize anything or everything. I just get the gist of it and go with it from there. Have you seen from your experience how it could be helpful one way or the other? Or like, what's the mentality I, as a member or somebody who's interested in wanting to participate, what's the mentality I should be having going into this?
There was a church email that went out last week, and
a lot of people read.
There will be it did seem so. It did seem so, yeah. So I'm thinking we should send out more church emails.
Yes.
It was fun. So with this, I find that some memorizing is useful, but it's fairly limited.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do something real simple, like draw a little crown, draw a circle, and draw a stick figure, and that's all the pictures that are gonna be used in the first of six little drawings. And so next week, people are gonna be bringing their pads of paper and their pens or their iPads, and just do something real simple like that, and then the script for the first box, and let me see if I got it, is pretty simple. That God is the ruler of the world. He made the world. He made us to rule his good world, giving honor and thanks to him. And then you've got a little transition statement there of although God made the world good, and it's wonderful, clearly the world is kind of a messed up place. Now that's my ad lib transition statement, but you know, it doesn't work the way that God originally designed it. So what went wrong? And that leads into the second box. So along with that, it is a memory verse, but I also know that a lot of people in transformation groups are memorizing scripture. So even if they just memorize the reference of Revelation 4:11, which a lot of people know, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor, power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. I think it's a verse that a lot of people know, and maybe even learned in the past with other evangelism methods. So there is some memory to it. We're going to try to have the first three boxes memorized for this Sunday. As people sit in little groups and try to practice, there is going to be lots of public shaming if people don't do it perfectly. We are going to be very gracious with one another. I've tried to memorize what a transition statement is, and I just botched it. And so that's fine, because I got the major idea. But it really is just kind of like wanting to give people tracks to guard, to kind of guide a conversation through.
Absolutely.
And so really, if you were sharing the gospel with someone, you would never just say those three statements.
Sure.
That God is the ruler of the world. He made the world. He made us to rule the world under him, giving honor and thanks to him. You wouldn't just say those three statements. Really, you would want to talk about how amazing of a king God is and how generous he is. And so we're going to probably be talking some about some other kind of details we might want to we want to add to that real basic script, depending on how the conversation. So it's really kind of it's just opening the door to make sure we have a full understanding of the gospel and have a little bit more in our belts ready to communicate, but kind of keep the conversation going by saying, I kind of want to walk us through these six doors here. And at times, we don't want to spend too much time in that first room because you're not going to answer everyone's questions anyways, but how can we kind of get to that second room?
Sure.
And so if you are listening to this and you weren't here for Equipping Hour, you can go, you can search on YouTube for Two Ways to Live, and you can see a presentation. You can search for Two Ways to Live, and it'll take you to basically this kind of method as a track online.
It's also on the email, though.
For your email.
It's on the email. The links are on the email,
I talked to
right?
someone who was like, I didn't get this. I'm like, well, try searching for Equipping Hour.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it came up. So unless you've automatically put me into your spam folder, you probably got it.
Yeah, one thing I love about this model is that it's good for us as believers as well. And even when you talk to people that are churched, I think you'd be surprised how few of them really can communicate the story of the Bible. So to be able to do that well, we've used this to teach our own children the story of the Bible quickly.
Great.
And it's neat that when they can do the pictures, they enjoy doing the pictures.
I'm so glad hearing that.
Also, it's kind of fun knowing the pictures, and you can always have a napkin or something at a restaurant and give somebody something else to look at besides you.
Right.
It's just a nice little thing to do. And then the other thing I love about this model is that you're always looking for an in when you have an evangelistic, or when you have a conversation with an unbeliever. You're thinking, oh, I wonder how I can get to know their heart, who they are, and then what will lead us to go to Christ. And most people are willing to complain. So as you're talking with most people in the world, they're going to be sharing something about why this world is broken.
That's really good.
And so then it's good that's the second box. So that's like we're in. Once they start complaining, we're kind of in. And then we can ask them, how do you explain what the problem is, where that problem came from, and what is the solution? And so then they're going to tell you their story of the world. And then that gives you an opportunity to say, well, there's another perspective. And let me share the story of the world according to the Bible. Because you're right. What you're groaning about here, maybe a lot of times you can find something in it that might be right.
Right.
That is a groan. That is a groan. And we as Christians groan about that too. But we have a different, we think it's caused by a different thing than you do. And then also we think the solution is different.
So those questions are like, what, can you just share that again? So you're talking to someone and they are, and like this happens all the time, like whether you're in a coffee shop or coworkers, people recognize the world is broken, right? So you mentioned asking them, what they see is wrong with the world,
how it got that way, and what the
solution is, was that what you said?
Okay, exactly.
That's really neat.
First, you obviously empathize with them if you can. I mean, you're not going to lie, but you try to empathize with them if it's possible. Recognize that you've grown over something similar, perhaps. Bad bosses, I mean, it's true. We've grown over people using their authority positions in sinful ways.
Yeah.
What do you think is the solution? Usually their solution will be something like fixing the circumstances in some way. You can press on that a little if you want and try to see, is that really a solution? And then, in other situations where your circumstances have changed, has that solved it as well as you think? And then you're looking to explain, this is why actually you have the problem you have. God is he made the world perfectly. Yeah. It wasn't like this. This is why it's like this, and this is what God's done.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me excited. So we're going to work on that the next two Sundays at 9 a.m.
Yep.
We're going to have that first Sunday of July as a prayer time. We don't really have Equipping Hour plan for July, but I'm kind of imagining we're going to need some more practice time.
Yeah.
So I would love to see people kind of and just get together, be practicing. I started thinking it'd be a lot of fun to get appropriate list of people we are praying for, and be praying for who's going to try in this upcoming week. Maybe we can try out on some of our Christian friends first. So, kind of hoping to do some practice off this.
Because we do this in our industry a good amount in the sense of script practicing. Because we want.
And what is your industry, Will?
I have a house in arms.
But you're talking about practicing with one another. Mm-hmm. But I think at the same time, we as a participant need to make up in our mind whether we're going to memorize it or we're just sort of just understanding it to some degree. Don't be on both sides of the fence.
No, it's good.
Do your best to memorize as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Or it's just maybe this is just the first round of it. I'm just trying to gather it in.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I'll do my best to memorize the verses, the references to the verses, and then go from there. Because if you're doing one or the other, it's easy just to give up. It's I memorized it. I'm so behind. Just forget about it. It's sort of reading and things like that. So I think it's going to be exciting to see what we learn from this, from the equipping hour.
Yeah.
I'm a wing it kind of guy. So to the wing it kind of people, I would maybe just encourage them to try to memorize it. To the guys that are all super up, super intense about if I say one word wrong. I would say to them, hey, work on memorizing it, but recognize that you're not justified by your memorization of this script. Right. So, but to those of us who are more like, hey, I get the basic gist, it's good, to they put a lot of thought into it, so it's probably good to push yourself to...
Don't be so proud to think that I just got this.
Yeah, it's a good skill to work at memorizing.
Of things that we can do that can benefit a lifetime, I really think that this is one of those. Mm. It's just a man-made template, but it's also a template reflective of what Scripture clearly teaches, even reflective of some of the flow of how Scripture goes.
Yeah.
And so I think that really if someone puts in a little time now, they could totally be using this for 20 or 30 or 40 years.
And what happens when you get in conversation sometimes is you're flustered and you're flailing. And it's nice to have some things
like
in your mind.
Video.
Yeah, some things in your mind okay, I can say that. Yeah. And then when you say that, it starts getting you moving in the right direction again.
And the point of all this is not to necessarily, I'm a robot, I'm going to say this,
no,
and that,
please,
the other.
No.
The point of it is more of I want to be able to listen to what the person has to say. But
right.
If I'm thinking about what am I going to have to say there? How do I get to Revelation? How do I bring in Romans?
Yeah.
It's you're missing the point in the sense of the person in front of you. And
that's
having
right. It enables you actually to respond to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So
that's good.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, it's good.